Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The meeting started. Roll call, please.
Mr.
Keith. Here.
Mr. Gorman.
Here.
Mr. Hess. Here.
Bill, please stand for the pledge.
All right, Pat.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from October 26th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we'll have a COVID update. Director Stutzman, are you with us this morning?
Good morning, commissioners. Yes.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. So the COVID briefing for this week, since it's been almost 3 weeks.
There we go.
Since now it's been almost 3 weeks since our last meeting, I look back over the reports for the last 5 weeks, and the COVID case rate in Indiana County have remained low. The CDC's COVID community levels through November 10th are also at a low rate. Pennsylvania Department of Health's weekly COVID rates for the county have averaged about 99.2 cases per week or 14.7 cases per day. There's been no significant spikes in any of the reporting areas throughout October and November for Indiana County. The ongoing concern of the tridemic with the combination of new COVID strains, seasonal flu, and RSV has the potential to overwhelm our healthcare system, but locally we're fortunate that we're not seeing that impact here. And following the recommended best practices that we use throughout the pandemic, we can help reduce those infection rates. CDC and the Department of Health reported a small increase in COVID-related hospitalization rates over the last 7 days. And when I say small, it's like 2.2 patients throughout that 7 day period caused what the CDC indicated as a 46% increase. So the numbers are small. Department of Health data reported through November 9th showed only a total of 4 COVID patients in regional hospitals from Indiana County. Since my last report, there's been one new COVID-related death, which brings the county's COVID-related death total to 383. Later today, Pennsylvania Department of Health will be releasing their statistics for the past 7 day period. Indiana Borough's wastewater monitoring continues to identify decreasing presence of COVID in their samples. And the CDC's COVID community transmission rate for almost all of Pennsylvania continues to remain high. But a majority of the counties are dropping. So that's my report for the day.
Okay, thank you, Director. Appreciate the time and you put into that. Okay, next we have public comment. Anyone making public comment, you'll be limited to 3 minutes. And any public comment from anyone on Zoom? Hearing none, any public comment here at the hearing room? Hearing none, we'll move on. Next on the agenda, the executive sessions. Between the last meeting, October 26th, and as of today, there has been no executive sessions held. Next, we have a proclamation to put forth here, and Commissioner Gorman, could you please start, please?
I would be happy to, and I just want to say I am absolutely amazed at the turnout of the group for this proclamation. I think it's the largest one we've had, but it represents the showing of what truly caring people you are and what they're here to do. Sure. So thanks, everybody, for being here. Children's Grief Awareness Day, November 17th, 2022. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Indiana County acknowledged that Thursday, November 17th, is Children's Grief Awareness Day. And whereas Children's Grief Awareness Day is designed to help us all become more aware of grieving children and the benefits they obtain through the support of others. Children's Grief Awareness Day is an opportunity to make sure that grieving children receive the support they need.
And whereas children who have had a loved one die, especially a friend or a close family member, can carry that loss with them forever, causing confusion and fearfulness as they struggle to understand why their loved one was taken away. And whereas Hopeful Hearts, a program of Concordia IRMC, Visiting Nurses Association, offers bereavement support to children and their families in Indiana County and beyond.
And whereas the mission of Hopeful Hearts is to improve the lives of grieving children and their families by providing support in a safe and caring environment where all are welcome and where families can grow through the healing process. And whereas the commissioners encourage participation in the Highmark Caring Places third annual virtual Children's Grief Awareness Day, which will feature presentations and activities on the Highmark Caring Place YouTube page. New videos will be released throughout the day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and it can be accessed at www.childrensgriefawarenessday.com. Now be it resolved that the Indiana County Commissioners proclaim Thursday, November 17, 2022, as Children's Grief Awareness Day, per Hope and per Hopeful Hearts encourage individuals in the community to wear blue to show their support for grieving children in our community. This proclamation is dated today, the 16th day of November 22, and I offer that as a motion.
Do I have a second to the motion?
I will second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And is there anybody here that would like to speak on their behalf?
thank you very much for making this more aware in the community. A lot of times children, because they're kind of quiet in their grief, are, I don't want to say ignored, but just not, represented. So as Hopeful Hearts staff and volunteers, we really thank you, and our Hopeful Hearts families, thank you for all of your support.
Great. Thank you for all the time and effort you put forth to help the children in the county. We truly appreciate it. And probably a lot of people in the county don't realize that, again, there's another service that's being provided to those who are in need. So a lot of time, I'm sure, is put from each and every one of you, and we appreciate it. So thank you. And the dog. What's the dog's name, John? Bam Bam? Okay. How about all you coming up, we'll get a picture.
Including Bam Bam?
Yes.
Maybe we can get Bam Bam on that side over there and get...
Yeah, we can get him in.
Right to here.
I was going to say maybe someone could hold him up, but he looks pretty big to hold, doesn't he?
Just go ahead and fill one in the middle.
Okay, yeah. What do we call this? Quarter turn. Here we go.
Is it better? Yes.
Just better?
Yes,
can you get
better.
Us in?
Yeah. Oops. Got everybody. I'll tell you what, if you could move that cup.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Turn around.
There we are. In a position again. Look. You got him?
Yeah, that microphone. Dog keeps getting back in the microphone.
Maybe I can take one from this angle.
Okay.
That'd work too.
You realize, Daniel, okay. Your name's very interesting. Include the three who aren't wearing Hopeful Hearts shirts.
Oops, he put that down. There we go.
Yay.
Okay. Good.
Hey. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I won't shake all your hands. I mean to, virtually.
The kids will pick his job.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. And that name, right? It's just perfect. Sweet. Yeah. Thanks.
See you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, you got a good one. The dog.
Did we give them the declination?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good. She had a picture of it.
That's good.
They're an amazing group of people, and Laura has done an amazing representational
ability. No, that's a
question. Okay, we'll move on to Human Services Department, and Lisa Spencer or Maureen, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. This is Lisa. Can you hear me?
Sure, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I have a voice this week. That's good. So I'm requesting your approval for an agreement between the Creekside United Methodist Church and the county for their participation in Project Share. They were a member many, many years ago, but they hadn't been participating. So they have a new pastor, Lois Jackson, who wants to be more involved. So we decided to update the agreement for Project Share. Just to say a quick thing, Project Share is a collaborative effort by organizations and the faith community to share resources and information to help residents of the county who may be in need. So with this application being kind of already in there, we have 19 partners now, 11 agencies, and 8 faith-based and with churches. So I think this will be a good thing just to get updated.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Lisa? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great morning.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, next is Children and Youth Services, and we have a private provider agreement. And Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning. I'd like to start off with a non-placement listing with Yarok Counseling. Now, this is considered a new contract because we have not contracted with them in over 3 years. They are a provider of mental health services. They do a variety of therapies, including eating disorders, aggression therapy, autism. They also do victimization therapy, and they also have a sex offender assessment and outline programs regarding that. So they're a very vital provider for us at this moment. We actually have a couple clients that are receiving services with them, so we need a contract in place. The services will be paid for out of our general fund and utilized as needed.
Okay, any questions or comments for Vicki? Hearing none, I'll make a motion we approved. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Vicki. Have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Next, moving on to our Office of Planning and Development, and we have a contract agreement with CDBG. Lou Ann, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank
good
you.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development is requesting the commissioners enter into an agreement with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania through the Department of Community and Economic Development for the Indiana County Food Bank Warehouse Renovation Project. The total contract amount is $690,000 of CDBG CV Tranche 3 discretionary funds to continue renovations at the new food bank warehouse located at 2131 Shelley Drive in White Township. The CDBG-CB funds are part of the CARES Act funding that must demonstrate a direct tie or response to the coronavirus pandemic. The renovations at the new facility are providing a centrally located facility with more storage capacity to better serve the residents of Indiana County. The larger facility will permit the food bank to accept and store additional donations of food items that previously had to be declined due to the lack of available storage.
Any questions or comments on the contract? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next will be a resolution.
Yes, it's for the same contract. We're asking approval from the commissioners for the attached resolution that authorizes the delegation of signing authority for the invoicing of the CDBG-CB3 discretionary program for the food bank warehouse project. The delegation of signing authority is for Luann Zach to review and sign all invoices for the contract prior to submission to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for approval. The signing authority request is to comply with the Commonwealth's paperless invoicing process. The resolution includes commitment from the board to notify DCD of any changes in personnel and an acknowledgement that the ultimate responsibility of overall management of the grant still remains with the county.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve the resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next is a contract revision on the CDBG entitlement plan.
Yes, we are requesting that the board approve a budget revision for the county's 2018 CDBG entitlement contract. The requested revision will adjust funds between the administration and the renovations activity for the Indiana County Food Bank project. The revision will decrease the general administration line by $25,000 from $50,341 to $25,341. Thus increasing the renovation budget line item by $25,000 to $54,717.49. The funds will assist with continuing the renovations at the new food bank location. And if approved, this request includes approval from Commissioner Keith to sign the additional paperwork necessary for the submission to PADCD for final approval.
Okay, thank you, Luann. Any questions or comments on the contract revision? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Luann. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Next, we have a contract award for Indiana Borough and Dave Morrow. Good morning.
Morning, commissioners.
Morning, Dave.
The Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Indiana Borough, and Stifler McGraw and Associates recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Terra Works from Clarion, PA, for the Indiana Borough South 15th Street Storm Sewer Replacement Project. The contract award request in the amount of $841,721 is for the installation of approximately 494 lineal feet of 76-inch by 48-inch horizontal elliptical reinforced concrete pipe between the storm sewer pipe beginning near Gompers Avenue and ending near Klondike Avenue along South 15th Street in Indiana Borough. A total of five proposals were submitted, ranging from the low bid by Terra Works to a high bid of $1,825,000. This project is being funded with Indiana Borough 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021 CDBG entitlement funds.
Okay, you've heard the contract awarding. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have a change order.
Yes, this is for the same project. The Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, Indiana Borough, and Stifler McGraw and Associates recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number one with Terra Works on the Indiana Borough South 15th Street Storm Sewer Replacement Project. Change order number one is to reduce the original scope of installing 495 lineal feet of 48 by 76 inch HERCP pipe down to installing 243 lineal feet of the same HERCP pipe. This reduced scope of work will decrease the contract with Terra Works by $349,425 and bring the project to within budget. The revised contract with Terra Works with approval of change order number one will be $492,296. And the project will be funded with the Indiana Borough 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021 CDBG entitlement funds.
Okay, you heard the change order. Any questions or comments? Just glad to see it was brought within budget. Okay, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
Thank you, commissioners.
Okay, next we have a contract awarding for broadband services for the county and Director Stauffer. Good morning.
Morning, commissioners. Thank you. As you recall, on your behalf, in the county, on behalf of the county commissioners and county residents, an RFP was issued this fall seeking proposals from internet service providers. This was a countywide RFP. So by way of an update and a reminder, the RFP, we have $7 million of available funding, $2 million through the Community Development Block Grant, CV funds, or COVID funds, for targeted areas of low MOD income areas of Indiana County as determined by the 2020 census. We have a $1.5 million Appalachian Regional Commission Power Initiative grant, which is a federal grant, and it's targeted areas of Indiana County. Also a state grant of through the Department of Community and Economic Development through the Keystone Communities Program of $500,000 and the county match that the board has provided of $3 million for, again, a total of $7 million. We received six proposals ranging from just under $2 million to as high as almost $40 million. Put into the aggregate, it's almost $88, $89 million of proposals. Over the last number of weeks, we've been combing through these and reaching out to the ISPs. However, we have a lot of crisscrossing and duplication, and so we're weeding through it. And at this time, I'm unable to make a recommendation. I spoke to two of the ISPs this morning again. We're going to set up some follow-on meetings and respectfully request that the board table this action until the December 21st meeting, at which time we'll have the opportunity to finalize project selections and formalize and negotiate contracts with the proposed ISPs.
Okay, thank you, Director. Any questions or comments?
I would like to just make a comment because Byron, thanks for the entire rundown and explanation. Thank you for the amazing, complicated work. And I use that word specifically because I hate that word, but this really is complicated. And I know I don't want the people, if they read it in the paper or they're hearing it, to get frustrated because, right, we know people are waiting, they want this, there are different situations, but it takes this due diligence that Byron and his team and we're doing to make sure that these proposals, with what they have said that they will do, will be leveraged and stretched to cover as many people who have said they need it and areas to get out of this $7 million outlay what we can for our people. So I wanted to say that because, you know, it's like anything, everybody, you know, sees it out their door or it stops short of where they are or, and they just want it or they think it should, you know, they should have it because it's right across the street. And we're working on it. We really are.
Agree.
I just want to add to the comment that, you know, if the public would actually, and again, you're welcome to see the mapping of what construction has already been done, but that's truly what this department is doing, planning for the future. And it does take time, as you stated. The county definitely wants to make the right moves and hook on and move the broadband forward for these residents, but we have to do it in kind of a structural plan that we continue to provide the services in the direction that we need. But with six different companies looking at it, we got to take little bits and pieces here and actually plug the puzzle is what it comes down to. So Byron, again, appreciate you and all the others who are working on this. I know it takes a lot of time, but that's what it's all about, to provide this service. And we are dedicated to continue getting broadband to this county. So thank you. So do I have a motion to table this till the future?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you again, Byron.
Thank you, commissioners. I appreciate that. And full commitment to get this on your agenda for December 21st. I think we'll have a good slate of recommendations, and this additional time will allow us to do that. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Next we have a resolution of Act 57 of the 2022 tax resolution, and Solicitor Budash, would you please present?
Thank you, Commissioner. Before you is a resolution that is required by Act 57 of 2022, which requires all taxing districts in Pennsylvania to pass a resolution directing that tax collectors waive additional charges for real estate taxes for homeowners who did not receive a waiver from the property tax penalty charge. Receive their tax bill within the first year of owning the property. There are certain requirements that the Act spells out in which the homeowner has to comply with, such as filling out the waiver, attesting that the tax bill was not received, and then providing proof of ownership. The additional charges that are waived are interest, fee, penalty, over and above the face amount of your real estate taxes.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carries. Next, we'll move on to a authorization of legal proceedings.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm asking the board to authorize the initiation of legal action against RedNet Inc. This business rented or leased tower space from the county and has failed to pay their rent for that lease space. I believe now that the lease has ended, so this is for back rent. I believe Director Stutzman is on. He may be able to provide some background information about that.
Director, can you give us some more information?
Yes, certainly, commissioners. Thank you, Solicitor Budek. The RedNet agreements were entered into at two different points in 2017 for lease space on two tower site locations, one at Blue Spruce and one at Cenex. Due to the low impact of this type of service, the county's infrastructure really wasn't impacted greatly. However, it is space that could be utilized for other service providers. Throughout the early part of the agreements with RedNet, they were a very active participant, but at the beginning of 2021, their payments ended. And their contract agreements, the one for Blue Spruce did expire August 1st of this year, and the Cenex site will be expiring on December the 1st of this year. At that point, there's no renewals. However, we do have a new service provider who would like to negotiate to take that space. So we would like to come to a resolution with this.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to proceed.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have an agreement. Solicitor Budash, please present.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is another agreement concerning election litigation with Babs Cowan. There have been several lawsuits filed against the Department of State in all 67 counties. This particular case deals with the issue of whether or not undated and incorrectly dated mail-in ballots should be counted. This is before the Supreme Court on King's Bench application. We have utilized Babs Cowan in the past for election litigation services. And as in the past, we would be one of 15 or 14 other counties that participate in this group, in which costs of legal services are shared.
Okay, any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion on the agreement. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Solicitor Budash. Thank you, Director Stutzman. Next, we have a board appointment, and Robin Marriott, would you please present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to appoint Lori Kuzneski to the Tri-County Workforce Development Board. This term would expire September 30th, 2025, and she is a business representative on the board.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you. Next, we have two contracts for ARP funding to municipalities. And the first one is Ernest Burrow. Ernest is actually doing a water storm pipe in the borough, and they're going to receive a distribution of $105,000, $105,100. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion granted. Next is Grand Township, and they have a storm drain replacement project, and they will be receiving a distribution of $10,000. Any questions or comments? No, wait. Yeah, the distribution, $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Okay, next we have a increase room rate from Indian Haven. And Kim Chi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Would you like to present, please?
Yes. Okay, due to the increased cost of everything, medical supplies, staffing, everything else, we feel the need to increase our room rates by 5% for 2023. That would be an increase in the short-term rehab private rate, the semi-private rate, long-term care semi-private rate, and the bed hold rate is based on the daily rate. And we wanted that to start in January of 2023.
Okay, any questions or comments for Kim? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the increased rates?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Kim. Okay. The next item is the 2023 tentative general fund budget. And at this time, I'll ask Lisa Gregerson, would you please present?
Sure. We're going to start with the general fund budget. I recommend a motion be made to approve the tentative general fund budget. The opening balance will be $5,423,240. Total revenues will be $43,485,968. Total expenditures will equal $48,909,208. The real estate tax will remain the same. This will allow a real estate tax rate of 4.905 mils. 0.86 mil of the 4.905 are applied to debt service, with the remaining millage of 4.045 to general operating fund. The per capita tax was eliminated in 2022 and will not be collected again in 2023.
Any questions or comments from the board?
And now just a comment, this will be on review for so many days. And then 20 days, and then we will vote on a final fund budget at the December meeting.
December 21st.
Right. Since
we're
making comments, I just, again, every year we say it, but I want to thank Lisa, Robin, our whole staff, our HR staff, all of our directors through our budget hearing meetings, and just the amount of work they do with us to make this work for the residents in our county. Just very appreciative. So thank you. And thank you for your leadership in leading those and my colleagues.
Hey, no other questions or comments? Do I have a motion to approve the tentative budget?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we have the 2023 tentative capital fund budget.
I recommend the board make a motion to approve the tentative capital fund budget. Opening balance will be $49,170. Total revenue, $21,830. And total expenditure, $71,000.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next, we'll have the 2023 tentative liquid fuels budget.
I recommend the board to make a motion to approve the tentative liquid fuels budget. Opening balance will be zero. Total revenue will be $447,655. And expenditures will be the same, $447,655.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carries. I would also like to thank Lisa Gregerson, Robin, all the directors, the elected officials, for their cooperation of getting this budget to where it's at today. A lot of services will continue. It was a lot of things had changed in 2022 to make this actually happen in 2023. And again, it's going to be a lot of working amongst everybody in this county to make sure that at the end of 2023, we come out looking good again. So thank you all. With that being said, the courthouse is going to be closed on Thursday, November 24th and Friday, November 25th, Thanksgiving holiday. At this time, any other business to be presented?
Make one announcement.
Sure.
It's in regard to the public participation panel, which is appointed by the county commissioners. And these are individuals who will help with long-range transportation planning and advising the commissioners via the Southwest Pennsylvania Commission. So just wanted to let the public know that we will be reaching out to members to fill that panel soon and expecting a public meeting to be in December.
Okay.
I would... And thank you, Commissioner Hess, because I did see that come through, and that's very important. I really just want to take the opportunity to tell everyone to come out and join the festivities this Friday night at Light Up Night on Philadelphia Street for our It's a Wonderful Life parade. And it's going to be really cold from what I hear. Not like the 70 degree weather we had last week that everybody's saying, why couldn't that be this week? So dress warm and, you know, be safe. And I just wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, our next regular meeting will be held on December 21st, 2022. So I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, everybody, have a great day and thank you.
Thank you.